Yesterday we spoke about Rabbeinu Tam's teretz, or the Ri's teretz. Tosfos elsewhere calls Rabbeinu Tam. Here it's the Ri. But the teretz that the Baal Tosfos give to making sense of how come here in the first parak of Chulin there's a big sugya of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takala Al Yedei Tzadikim, and yet there seem to be many Gemaras throughout Shas that ignore that. Yehuda ben Tabai put someone to death inappropriately. The time of Rishmael was Michal Shavit. He ignored the Gzeres Chazal. He was reading, learning La'ar HaNer. And Kar Vahita, he talked with Michal Shabbos. What are we to make of this? What are we to make of this? So the Tom's answer then, the right Tom, the Re, it's only the whole principle, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takala Yadam, is only about eating. That's it. So Shvichas Damim, even though it's more chamer, there's no rule that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow the tzaddik to fall into accidentally violating Shvichas Damim, accidentally violating Chil Shabbos. Ramban raises Gemara and Yivamis about accidentally tearing the Sefer Torah, being Korea the Torah. Those are things which might occur. They're not covered by this principle. This principle, Tosfos says, is only Achila. The Ramban, as we began to see yesterday, Ramban is very troubled. Ramban right here, Tosfos is Heinei Veis and Chulin. Ramban is at the end of the sugya on Daf Zayin and Chulin. And more copies here in case you misplaced yours. Ramban is very troubled. Ramban says, how could it be? How could it be? And as we saw, he has essentially two attacks on Tosfos. Mi Gemara and Mi Svara. There's a problem from the Gemara. Gemara, which, truth be told, Tosfos themselves raise. And a logical problem. The Gemara in Ksubas, the second paragraph of Ksubas, talks about the Talmid Chachamim, who inappropriately, inadvertently, they gave an inappropriate, incorrect psak. And what they did as a result is they elevated a person who, in fact, was an Eved to the status of Kahuna. They possibly he was a Kohen, in fact, he was not.
How do you do that?
The person presents himself as a Kohen. They had to figure out, is he Kohen, not Kohen, what's his Yichus? And they looked into the matter, and they thought that he was. When, in fact, he wasn't. And the Gemara says, Aban says, the Gemara there applies the rule. The Gemara applies the rule of Hashem Hem Shul Sadikim Ekash Bo'en Etekal Yadam Tzayik Asim Lakoshkin. The Gemara says, how could it be? The Gemara works on that. So anytime Ramban says, what do you mean? What do you mean? If it's only Achila, that's not Achila. That's other issues. Yichus, it's not Achila. That's problem number one. Problem number two, is which Rabban asks first, is logically, as he put it, as we saw his poetic language, is Tam Zayin Lolo Tam L'Reach. There's this whole eating. What sense does that make? In other words, why should it be true? You gave me a chiluk. You gave me a chiluk, but what's the svar for the chiluk? It has to make sense. Why should it be that because it's eating, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch was less likely to allow the tzaddik to violate Isra Achila, Machalos Asuros, than something else which is more chamer? If you would have told me it's only the rule only applies to something which is a Chiv Karis, I would understand that. Because we know that Karis is something with Isra Karis is more chamer than something without Onish Karis. And there are many Makaris to prove that. You told me it's only a Davar Chamer. Only a lav, not an asay, only a daraisa, not a drabana, and something of that sort, I would understand. But say it's only if it involves achila. Why? And if anything, hafuch, the things that we're excluding are more chamor. Shvich is done, mechil Shabbos. So Rabban says it's very hard to make sense of it. Now, the question he asked me, Gemara, is that we dealt with yesterday. Let's go back into Tosfos. Because yesterday we ended by looking at how Tosfos deals with the Kasha Migimar. And as we saw, if you read Tosfos, it's an opportunity just to read a line in Tosfos carefully, a very, very dense, packed line. in the course of giving one answer, as we saw, he really gives two. Let's pick up from that line. And then we're going to continue on the Ramban. That line, could I just read it once more? Tosis had said, Ulusvarim de Garsi beparagbez de Ksuvis. Gabe, those svarim that have the Girsi, the second parag of Ksuvis. Gabe, relevant with respect to Ha'ela Evid Lekuhuna Alpiv. They believe this testimony to recategorize someone who had been thought of as an Evid and was in fact an Evid as a Kohen. Hashem Hemshel Tzadikim v'chule. How do you read the sentence? It said, it's for the Svarim, those versions of the Gemara, those editions of the Gemara, that in the Gemara and Ksubis, in the Sugya of Hela Evelokun Lapid, those Gemaras that in that Sugya have the Girsa, open quotes, Hashem Hemshel Tzadikim v'chulu, close quotes, those Gemaras that have that, so the answer is, Mishum Da'asi Dei Yisr Achila Sisr. It will lead to an achilas iser. How so? Shema achil bas yisrael shenitzes lo betruma. Vehu eved vein lo bakidushin. It's going to lead someone else to eat ba'avera because he, this fellow we thought is a kohen, in fact is an eved. Maybe he's an eved kohen. And maybe he himself is entitled to eat truma. But if he thinks that he's a kohen ben chorin, he can go ahead and get married. His wife will eat truma. He's an eved. There is no kiddushin. And there's no hector for her to eat truma. The Tosis, in doing that, just gave two answers to the question. Number two, there is achil involved in that case. It fits with Tosis' rule. And the answer number one is that there are gemaras that don't have that girsa. So, okay. If you don't have that girsa, then the kasha doesn't get started. We're not applying the hemtan shel tzadikim. The Tosis has more to say about that gemara, about other gemaras. What I'd like to do now... First, is let's see how, where the Ramban goes, and then we'll come back to see more of Tosfos.
I don't understand how that's a mistake, because the Tosfos says that it's embarrassing when they make a mistake in eating. How's that a mistake in eating? So this isn't really more of a mistake in how they paskin, meaning that it's what he did with eating, but it's not on them.
Very, very good. The truth is, let's learn one more line in Tosfos. Tosfos goes on to say, hey, you made such an argument for why we should apply Behemoth Shal Tzadikim to that case. Now, about the other Girsa? We just said it's Machlokes Girsos. Well, what would the other Girsa say? Isn't it Achila? So they give your answer, Deeds. Mihu Berov Svarim Logar Sinemli. Most editions of the Gemara do not have that line. Most editions of the Gemara assume that Behemoth Shal Tzadikim is not irrelevant. A concept there. Why? Behind him is Shum. It's because it's only when the tzaddik himself is eating the machalos asur. That's to be eating specifically when the tzaddik himself is eating. Which is long lines what you're saying. Matter of fact, on the Tosis, let's say in Gittin, they only present it that way. They don't even present that there is a girsa that applies. They say, oh, and how come that Gemara doesn't apply? Yeah, because the tzaddik himself is not eating. We might wonder why that should be the case. Why should it matter? Yeah.
I don't really understand what Dietz was asking.
Dietz was saying what Tosus says, which is what Tosus ultimately says, which is that it involves achila, but it's not the tzaddik didn't do a chet of achila. The tzaddik did a chet of inappropriate tzak. Someone else ate. The Tosfos says in the Chanami, that's the difference between the different yourselves. Is it any chet of achila, in which case the hendel shal tzadikim is a relevant concept, or no, it's only when it's the tzaddik eating. Which again, it gets us wondering. B'chlal, what's with only achila, which is Ramban's kasha, and what's with that? It has to be the tzaddik's achila. If you told me, at least, I don't know, somehow the area of machalos asuras, kashrus is very important. Why does it matter? It's my kasha, his kasha. Kasha is important. We're really buzzed. Let's go back into Ramban. Let's see how the Ramban had phrased that logical question. Ein betam hazel lo tam lo reach. And kalam nun dalad. Amud nun dalad. See on the page. See the nun gimel, just as an aside for a moment. See nun gimel and nun dalad. That's amud nun dalad. You might say, wait, I thought amud is the side of the page. So Amud is not a side of the page. Amud is a column. Gemara is only have one column of text per side of the page. But here you have two. Like in the Rush, you have two. That's why sometimes the Rush will say, Daf Ayin Dalad Amud Gimel. Amud Gimel? Yeah, because this is Amud Alf, this is Amud Beis. This is Amud Gimel, this is Amud Dalad. An Amud, Ayin Mem, Vav Dalad is a column. Like the Amud of a building. The Amud of a building is a column. Gemara only has one Amud per side of the page. So this here, they number them. Here's Amud Nun Gimel, and here's Amud Nun Dalad. So we're here in Amud Nun Dalad, by the middle of the Dimas of Anatom. Is that Ramban said, Anatom is on top of Lavech? What does this mean? What does this mean? Why should it matter? Why should it matter with Eid or not? And then he asked the question, those who have the Girsa in Ksubis that does say Hashanem Shal Tzadikim, how does that? And Ayo tell me, no, you don't have that Girsa. So then, Achila, why does it matter? My Achila, his Achila, what's going on? So we'll come back to Tosus, but first let's see where the Ramban goes. Let's see where Ramban goes, and then we'll come back to Tosus. See, Ramban gives two more answers. He quotes his Rebbe, he starts by quoting Tom, number one. Then he quotes his Rebbe, number two. Then he quotes his own track, number three. What does his Rebbe say? Rabbeinu Natra Rachmana, Mehelike Rebbe, Akash Baruch Hu Hashem Yishmereu. And they tell you in the bottom who it is. It was one of his, probably Ashkenazi Rebbein. He explains, the hand of Shatadik Mekash Baruch Hu Mevi Takala Lacher Mal Yadam. Fascinating. He says, his Rebbe gave the answer, maybe it's only that the Tzaddik is not going to cause someone else to do something wrong. How does that work? He says, Kechamoro Shal Pinchas Ben, he says, in other words, it has nothing to do with the issue of not eating versus some other Aveira. The issue is my Chet versus, I can do a Chet. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will see with it, I don't cause someone else to do a Chet. I shouldn't be the goring of someone else's Chet. That was Ramban's Rebbe's answer. Where do you see? He says, think about Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair. Sharei lo haisa metzuva b'kach. The animal did an aveira by eating the tevel. Animals don't have aveiras. So what was with the donkey? He said, no, it means that it's the person's chet. If I feed tevel to an animal, I, a human being, am sinning. So the animal is a vehicle for my sin. The Kadosh Baruch Hu would see that the holy donkey wouldn't be the vehicle for someone else's chet. That's the paradigm. So Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yaker and Ramban's Rebbe, he says in general, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see whether the tzaddik isn't the vehicle for someone else's chet. Turn the page. Shalola hakshel hanosnin lo rata lecha. The chamar doesn't do anything wrong. The chamar doesn't do anything wrong. But if he would have eaten, it would have been a chet on the part of those who were feeding it, the stable hand. Who is feeding it. And then he goes on to say, maybe in some of these cases of Achil, the point is someone else would see me eating, they might do it too. He says it's very difficult. It's very difficult. He says it doesn't work in all the other Gemara. Hukshali, he says his Rebbe's answer is fascinating, he doesn't think it holds up. Let's skip down a couple lines. Right after 1437, the Yeshua Tarets. Again, he says, Rabbi Tam said a Tarets, it's only Achila. And I don't, Rabban says, I don't understand why that's why that should matter. I don't see how it works. Does he fit with the word? And he says, my Rebbe, Yaakov ben Yaakov, the footnotes of Yaakov ben Yaakov, says Rebbe. My Rebbe said it's specifically a case where it's not so much that Tzak does a chet, it's where the Tzak is causing someone else to do a chet. Maybe he's doing a chet himself, but he's being going to someone else. Sure. Okay. So that explains why Yehuda ben Tabai, it was his own chet. And the Terence here for Torah, that was their own chet. And Yerushmael, Karbahit, that was his own chet. That's not relevant. It's only when it's you're causing someone else, or someone's going to see you, they're going to do it too. Okay, Rabban says he doesn't think it works well with the Gemara. He says, let me give you my own answer. Yesh Latarets. Yesh Latarets. His answer is fascinating because it works off of something that we would all have to see anyways. He takes it to the next level. Because there's a fundamental logical question you might ask. Think about Gemaras. How could there be a rule that God won't let the tzaddik do an aveira? What happens if a chirah hashas? And the Rambam keeps reminding us that one of the ikari amunas, we believe that people have free will. Otherwise, the whole notion of halacha is senseless. What do you mean? Like, there are mitzvahs and aveiros and the schar of Yonesh. What does that mean? If we're all robots, if life is predetermined, so then A, it's pretty sad perspective on life. It's all futile. And number two, the whole chumash. How does the chumash get off the ground? Chumash is full of mitzvahs and aveiros. The schar of Yonesh. The Rambam says, and Rambam writes about this in several places, writes about this in Shmona Prakim, he writes about this in the central two Prakim of Hilchas Tshuva, in the Shatari, he writes about elsewhere, that Bechira Chashis is one of the Ikari Emunah. We believe that life is not predetermined. We believe that we have the capacity to make real choices. We end up sometimes in particular situations, we can't always control our situations, but we can control our response, unless the person is mentally incapacitated. He's a shota. He lacks bechira chashis. He's not chai for his master. But healthy people who are bnei chiyuva have bechira chashis. We reject the approach among some psychologists who believe that everything can be predicted in advance. No. If you want to understand it on the molecular level, from a quantum mechanics perspective, however you want to look at it, but lemaisa, we accept, it's clear from Chumash, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift of genuine free will. Then the question is, what do you mean? How do you make sense of this Gemara? We could have asked this question to Meirosh. Bechir Chavsh, what do you mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't let a tzad do an aveira. Are you talking? What do you mean? God doesn't let tzadikim do aveiras. There's no Bechir Chavsh. So the answer has to be, even without the Ramban, of course a tzad can do an aveira, but means it. He has the capacity to make bad decisions. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us all the ability to make good decisions and bad decisions. That's true for tzaddikim as well. They could make bad decisions. They could decide, today I'm going to have a cheeseburger. Rahman Allah. That would be terrible. That would be tragic. And possible. What the Gemara is saying is that Kadosh Baruch Hu won't allow the tzaddik to have a tekala, meaning to fall in by accident. And in all the cases we were talking about, both the cases where the Gemara does talk about tekala, and the cases where Tosas asked, why don't we say it here, they were all cases of Averis B'Shogit, or Shlomo B'Miskavit. Right? Whether it was Rav Asi ate the Taruv his mouth, but he didn't really, wasn't paying attention to what he was eating. Or they thought that the Shechita, the Ba'ad, on Chum, that Ham is. They thought the meat was kosher. They knew it was kosher, they thought it was kosher, or Yehuda ben Tabai. He thought that the Chagat HaKachai Misa, until Shem HaShem told him, no, you were wrong. Yishmal, his Karbahita, he wasn't intending to fix the lamp on Shabbos. That was the whole point. He got distracted by what he was reading or learning, and as a result, you know, Bishoge, or maybe even Bimisazik, he fixes the light. The case that Gemara, they quoted, Rabban quoted in Yavamas, where the Sefer Torah gets torn. They didn't want to tear the Sefer Torah. They got upset, they got angry, they tore the Sefer Torah. So that's for sure, even before we get to the line Rabban about to read, the Lachor, everyone has to say, and I think we did mention this when we started the sugya, clearly, the Gemara isn't talking about a case of Mason, because otherwise, what happened to the Bechir Chavshus? But now, hold that question for a moment. Let's see if Rabban is going to take the idea and sort of tweak it further. Here, Yesh Lataritz, the footnote 437, 438. Yesh Lataritz. Rabban says, I think the answer is, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu maybe Takala, the tzaddikim klal. God will not let any tzaddik happen in the tzaddik. Not just to cause someone else. He himself. And klal means not just achila, any area of halach. But it's only the shogin. And he also adds a line of explanation. Shavali tahir, the sign of self. If a Jew is tried that, that's the Gemara. The Gemara is elsewhere. If a Jew is trying to do the right thing, if a Jew is trying to cleanse himself of chet, so once you begin to work, you'll have siyat d'shamayim, not shamayim. So, number one, the Rabban, in a phrase, just raised the kasha and answered it. What kasha did he raise? I think guys had raised in Shir 2 days ago. Why? Why should it be true that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Kali Yadav? Where does this come from? The answer is Rabban, godless, in Mamish, in one phrase, without making a big deal of it, he just said, in case you're wondering, where does this come from? What's the Makar Adarin? Where does Zera get this from? The answer is, now we know this is a well-practiced principle, the Chazal elsewhere. If I'm trying to do the right thing, it'll be a siyata d'shmaya. Here's an example of that. You're a tzaddik, and your mom is working hard to always do the right thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to allow you to violate that Davei B'Shogeg. If whenever you're able, you're focused, do the right thing, then the Shabbayim, they'll give you that added siyata d'shmaya that you won't even violate B'Shogeg. Oh. And the Rabban says, oh, so if that's the lomdus, if that's the Hezbra Atvarim, then it only applies when I am a Bala Tahir. I'm mamish, well-intentioned, I'm doing what I can. Okay, sometimes people forget. Shogeg, so for Shogeg, I wasn't paying attention. I didn't know. They brought me food, I didn't know what it was. So, it's a pure Shogeg, so you're still a Bala Tahir, and you deserve a Siyat Nishmaya, and they'll see it that you don't end up with it by accidentally in the car. Oh, now I, Rishmo, was Karvahita, that was Shogeg. He wasn't trying to Mechal Shavuos. You'd have been Kabai, Shriach Hizdam, that was Shogeg. He wasn't trying to kill someone. He's all Tzadik. He thought the guy's Chayvisa. Says Rabban, we mean a pure Shogeg. Rishmo, the case of Rishmo, Karvahita, Pshiahai Salobidabar. He was poshe, he was irresponsible. Was he absolutely mazed miskavi? No. Was he trying to mechal Shabbos? Of course not. Did he intentionally say, oh, a Shabbos, I'm gonna crank up like Chalila
v'chas? No, but they did tell you not to.
Right, exactly. He wasn't mazed, but he also wasn't a pure shogeg. He was somewhere in between. Now, Rabban saying there's a gray area in between. You weren't trying to do the wrong thing, but you were negligent. You were irresponsible. You were a poshe. After all, your chaver made a gzeira that this is a real problem. And he said, no, I need after v'lo at. That's the whole point of the Gemara. Rishon says, I need after v'lo at. I'm so good, I could learn, I could read without, you know, being mata the nair and talking he fell in. So, that's the point. He was posheya. Shokoshesh was the chaver v'hachamir. So he wasn't a pure shogeg. And let's take it a step further. Therefore what? So, Viter, so why is this chiluk matter? The Ramban asked that kashan places. Why is your chiluk achil not achil matter? So, Nu will ask same kashan Ramban. Why does it matter for Shay versus Shogeg?
Because he had the free will to follow the Xerah.
Good. And further, keep going. What did Ramban just tell us? He already told us the answer.
He said someone's trying to do the right thing.
Oh! He said the reason, the engine that drives. The Enochash Bavim Tehka Yadam is because Bala Tahir Messiah B'Yado. It calls them out that you are a Bala Tahir, you're doing your hardest to do the right thing, the Kodesh Baruch will give you divine assist. But now you're not. You should have been careful to listen to Kedosh Chazal. You did something irresponsible. So now you lost your Siyat Neshvah. That's why Rambam gave us, I love this. He was sensitive to that. He had asked on Tosis, what's the Hezber for your Chiluk? So he gives us the Hezber for the underlying concept, and then this Chiluk fits in naturally. So that's the Teretz for Rabbi Shmuel in Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis, with the Karavit. That's the Teretz for Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara Yavam, it's about the Sefer Torah. Nikra a Sefer Torah al Yadon. The Sefer Torah got torn. Why? Rabban says the same thing. I mean, what the Gemara tells the story, they got angry. And that's what happened. He told Shabbat Chav Kas. Shabbat Chav Chet. Yeah. You get angry, so then bad stuff happens. And so that's a Gemara. It's a Gemara with which Ramban, same man, opens his famous letter. The famous Igeres HaMusar Ramban. Kol HaKoes, Kol Mine Gehenu Sholtim Bo. A Jew gets angry, all sorts of Gehenu can take over. Meaning? Meaning all sorts of things. What does it mean called the Gehenim Sholtimbo? Rabban actually here, interesting, it could be Lushitaso. If you read, they get their different Gersos in the Geres Ramban. Read the Geres Ramban slowly, carefully, and they get the impression that he's saying that when the Gemara said to Ramban, where's that Gemara? 440? Gemara in the dark. Kol HaKoes, Kol Mina Gehenim Sholtimbo. Person gets angry, all sorts of Gehenim can take control over him. Does that mean you get Gehenim for getting angry? Maybe. Maybe it means the chet of anger, or maybe it just means the physical reality. When you get angry, it does terrible things to your body. But the Ramban in Igeres Musar seems to say, according to some Gersos in Igeres Ramban, and he seems to say it here too, it doesn't mean you deserve Gehenim for the chet of getting angry. It means that once you get angry, you are likely to do all sorts of other things for which you will deserve Gehenna. A person gets angry, he stops thinking rationally. And you do things and say things that you would never have done or said in a normal circumstance. And we know, tragically. Sometimes people say, so you let slip something, an angry word, and it's too late to take it back. Right? I never would have done that. But I was so angry, I can't believe I did. Yeah, because a person gets angry. And that's the Ramban's approach to that Gemara. Coming in Shultubo means not just the chet of kas. Kas is a mitzias, which is a vehicle to drive you to all sorts of other chatab, and that kolmini gehenim. Or you get all sorts of gehenim for kas, but you can do all sorts of aveiros. That's why I tell some of our Farshim to explain, as called kois ki ilu avra vodazara, the Gemara says. There's only worship vodazara. Getting angry is a bad thing, but it seems a little extreme. But some of the Farshim explain, it means once you get angry, who knows what will happen? Once you become irrational, you become disinhibited, who knows what's going to happen? You could end up doing avodah zarah. Who knows where that can lead? That's what Gemara's way of saying. I don't know if you say the sky's the limit. It's maybe the wrong phrase, but once a person is angry, who knows where that's going to lead, because you're losing your rational thinking, losing rational inhibition. So then Ramban says, oh, that's shots. You got angry. So that's not Bali Tahir. You let yourself get angry. You open the door to who knows what. So that's no, you're no longer volatile. You're no longer getting sad. The shrine. So yeah, when once he got angry, Hitake ended up ripping his head for terror. And the Gemara there said, Hitake, you know, the Zaking said, this could lead to even worse things. This shul could become a base of volatile. Why? Because once again, that was a pshia. Now it's interesting. The third kasha, Ramban had lined up three Gemaras in which we don't apply in a kasha of Rabbi Takal Yad. What were three Gemaras? Rabbi Shmuel with the Shabbos, Yehuda ben Tabai in Makkos with the Shlichus Damim, and Relezer with the Sefer Torah. Yeah. So the one that we haven't dealt with so far, he dealt with Rabbi Shmuel with Chilul Shabbos, Relezer with the Sefer Torah. Now we have to talk about Yehuda ben Tabai. So it's interesting. Ramban does. I would have expected Ramban to give the exact same Torah to Yehuda ben Tabai. I would expect him to say Yehuda ben Tabai also is Poshea. How is he Poshea? He didn't get angry. He's very reasoned. Deliberate din Torah. If you look in the Meiri in that Gemara Makkah, this Meiri says, "What's the moral of the story? What are you supposed to glean from this terrible story, Yehuda ben Tabai and the accidental murder?" The Meiri says, "You see from here that even if you are competent to paskin, Yehuda ben Tabai was a second rate Talmid Chacham of the era. But if there's someone nearby who is more competent than you, the right thing to do is to reach out and." What's it called? You should consult. That's what the Meiri says. Many people are not qualified to an opinion in the first place. You definitely shouldn't be giving your own opinion. You should ask someone qualified. The Meiri says, even if you are qualified, but if someone around who's even more qualified than you are, you should consult. Be an anav. That's what Rashi says. Rashi teaches us in the first paragraph of Rashi. Why does he say in plural? Rashi says, to teach you, that even someone who's bigger should reach out and talk things over, decisions. Even if there's no one, who's going to equal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to discuss issues, big issues with others. Okay. So certainly, if there's someone bigger around than you, you should be consulting. That's how the Meiri sums in his Beis HaBechira on Makkos. That's how he sums up that Gemara.
How does anybody pass
in Shavuos? Sometimes a big child, you to consult. Doesn't mean every single sneeze.
Well, there's a
basin, I'm assuming,
with the
eggs. But so apparently, so Meiri is assuming Shimon Shetach was around. He could have reached out to Shimon Shetach. He could have discussed with him, and you should have.
But if it was something that, like, he was positive about,
okay.
It didn't sound like
right. A topic. In a Haram. So Ramban does that. I would have expected Ramban to say he's on a roll. He says, Rebeleza, Rebbe Shmuel with the Karbahita, is Poshea. Rabbi Lezer got angry. Poshea. Let's use the word Poshea, but it's not the same thing. I was going to say, Yehuda ben Tabai, you should have spoken to Shimon Shetach, Poshea. So he didn't. Maybe he would say, look, he was assuming Shimon Shetach was nearby. Huh? Maybe Shimon Shetach was 100 miles away. Maybe this conversation happened a year later when they saw each other. I don't know how often they see each other. Or they see each other every day? Not every day. Was Yehuda ben Tabai? They saw each other in Sanhedrin, based on Mikdash. The Yehuda ben Tabai was riding the circuit. He was up in the Galilee. It's hard to know. So the Ramban could have said, Human the bad was Poshea, but he chooses not to. He says, no, that's the difference. There, that's the difference. Yuri ben Tabai, Shahara di Domin, Shema, Mokhuye, Vashamayim, Hayosuayir. The Zimna Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yuri ben Tabai, and the answer is, there wasn't such a Takawa.
He feels so guilty.
Right, he felt very guilty. Well, he did a bet. But Min Hashamayim, he was a vehicle to do the right thing.
That was the issue.
He shouldn't have done it. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu had a chesed. But Lamaisa, he felt terrible. That's not my call to make. I'm supposed to follow halacha. The Kadosh Baruch Hu had a chesed. He saw that things worked out well in the end. But I did the wrong thing. And he says there's another case. Yeah, but let's hold on to your question for a moment. He Lamaisa was a Shimon. He says, no, the Gemara, I'm going to Baruch Tia tell you. Ben Shimon put this man to death, and then it turned out that there weren't sufficient grounds to put him to death, and he was terribly upset. And then he hears the Basco. What's the Basco say? Ayer elecha, don't feel so bad. Who b'no bo al nara morosi on Kippur? Gevalt. That fellow who you executed for something else, even if it wasn't Chayim Nisa for something else, you should know that he had a criminal record. You should know that Basco tells him, so vile. This fellow and his son together were mezana with a young married woman on Yom Kippur. Gevalt. Right, so this was a man who's chayv misa for other chatan. A vile person, and bal nam resa is chayv misa. Bal nam resa is chayv steel. Tashish amita in general is aser, even in a holy married context, is aser Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is the last day you should be doing chatan, and certainly vile chatan. And even more about who, but no, together, gruesome. So they told him in Hashemayim, you should know he was chayv misa something else. So you were the vehicle to get the job done, and no one knew. There were no aidim to that act of znus. The Omar and the time of the Lazar B'Shem said, sisu b'nei mei sisu. My b'nei mei, my intestines, my kishkas should be happy. In other words, he had been terribly upset, overwrought. Killed someone inappropriately, put someone to death inappropriately. To say you have butterflies in the stomach is an understatement. And now is it? Now it can be. Now my stomach can calm down. Taka, no shamayim. You know, this worked that well. Now, Dovi makes the point. You would expect if that's what was going on, you'd have been tabai. The Gemara should have ended the same way. It should have ended with. And they told him it's okay. The Gemara doesn't end that way. Right, so it is a problem. It is a problem. There is a difficulty with Ramban's answer. Your point is that there is a problem with Ramban's answer. Again, the one kasha or a set of kashas, three answers. The kasha was we don't always apply any kasha baruch who may be kafal yadam. Why? We have all the cases we don't apply. Rabbi Shmuel b'chil Shabbos, Rabbi Lazar with the Sefer Torah, Yehuda ben Tabai with the what's it called? Yehuda ben Tabai with the. With the Chi of Misa, and Tosis is going to have more cases. So, Ramban's Rebbe had said, because it's only specifically when Tosis causes a takal to someone else, Ramban says, I don't think it fits to the Gemara. Ramban himself says, it's the rule only applies when the tzaddik is mamish b'shogeg, when you're bala tahir. Once it's amat b'shia, then already it falls away. But that's also difficult. What are you going to do? He does not willing to apply that to ben Tabai. Tosas themselves have said what? Tosas themselves had said achilo. So let's come back in the minutes that remain to begin to return to Tosas. And at least let's talk about that open kasha the Ramban had. The Ramban had said, how could it be? Why should Achila be any different than anything else? Is Achila more chamor? So the Achronim suggests, yes. Now the first hint you get is the line we already saw. The Tosus said, it's really only if the Tzaddik himself is eating. And some by Tosus even more explicit. It's only if it goes into the stomach, the Tzaddik's gut. The fact that I caused someone else to eat something, that he gave a psak in the middle to which some other woman ate truma inappropriately, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the psak himself eating. Why? Why the psak himself eating? So, the Gilin HaShas and Gittin, the toast appears in Gittin as well, the Gilin HaShas and Gittin sends you to the Erech Lechem, who seems to say, eating is worse. Tosfos says it's a gnai. It's embarrassing. What does that mean? Gnai.
Mm-hmm.
So the Erech Lechem and the Netziv both take that on. Erech Lechem gives a physical, biological answer. He says, it sounds like he's saying, you are what you eat. Your body is the food you ate. Now, on a, I don't know if the Erech Lechem would have said on a molecular level. Erech Lechem lived 400 years ago. But on a molecular level, your body is composed of carbon atoms and nitrogen atoms, so on and so forth, that were originally your food. That's where your cells come from. Your body generates cells using your food as raw material. Right? That's Bio 101. So, for the Erech Lechem says, it's a genai, that tzak is going to be a chaticha di sura. Tzak is going to be a shtick pork, a chazir. The tzak is going to be composed of tarfas. That's low. The tzak does have air, he doesn't have air. There's a wrong. He fell back, and fell back. The Kadosh Baruch Hu would see, at the very least, coming back to Tosis, that he wouldn't, that the tzak wouldn't do an avir that mamish builds who he is physically. The Merom HaSadeh, the Netziv and Shiurim, talks about a similar idea, but not physically, instead metaphysically, spiritually. Because the Gemara talks about Timtum HaLev, that if a person eats tarfas, that closes up the heart. The Gemara doesn't mean that it causes heart failure. The Gemara means spiritually that reduces the refinement of one's neshama. It corrodes the refinement of one's neshama. It's metamtenes halei. That spiritual reality probably corresponds. The physical reality that you are when you eat probably corresponds to the spiritual reality of timtum halei. So the Erech Lechem and Amrumis are both saying is you're right. Chil Shabbos is more chamor. Shvichazam is more chamor. But we're not saying the tzaddik can't do it there. So what we're saying is Kadosh Baruch Hu would want the tzaddik to avoid mamish, the genai, it's debasing that you become a piece of chazer and that it spiritually impacts your neshama. Kadosh Baruch Hu will see that the tzaddik decides to do it, he has bechir and chashus. But he's not going to end up doing it by accident. And that's why Tosis is also it's only if the tzaddik himself is eating it. And that's why we'll see tomorrow the Tosis goes on to say there are other cases of the tzaddik himself eating it where it does not apply. How about if it's kosher food at a non-kosher time? Oh, then there's no timtum aleih. It's not making me a piece of fate. It's kosher food. I haven't done it. Did not a maisa isik. We'll pick up next time, which I will read it to that piece Tosis inside. They'll begin to think about what Tosis is saying is one of your favorite lumdish phrases. That this Gemara that this didn't only apply, but it's a chafta shel isurim. That already opens the door to think about some other interesting questions as well.